Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hey, you're listening to Rock and or Roll. I'm BJ, and it's finally time for more power pop. Again, when I talk about power pop, we're talking about mostly late 70s, early 80s, post-punk bands, kind of fit into the new wave movement. A lot of it was very 60s rock influenced, but filtered through the 70s and punk rock. Lots of bands with lots of singles, lots of records all over the world. And on this episode, we're going to hear a selection of great songs by some of these bands. Let's kick things off with a band called The Tubeless Hearts, Yorkshire-based band. Members of this band, two Trevors, Trevor Midgley and Trevor Sargent, and the rhythm section was bass player Kevin Moore and drummer Simon Kay. They had a single in 1982 on Posh Records. The A-side was Paperback Romance. The B-side was a song called Telephone. Let's hear the A-side. Paperback Romance by the Tubeless Hearts. Up next is a band called Mal Cochran. Two of the guys credited in this band are Mal Corking and Jeff Carpenter. I'm guessing Mal Corking is Mal Cochran. The single came out on RCA in February of 1980. The A-side was written by Tot Taylor from the band Advertising. This is a great song by Mal Cochran called The Girls in Room 429.
is, don't know what it is. My heart beats so fast all the time. When I realize that I'm not getting through, I don't sleep so well, I'm a carousel.
Up next is a band called Ricochet, fronted by a guy named Gar Francis, born Gary Venatelli. In the 60s, he had a few bands, Romeo, Ripper. In the early 70s, he formed a band called The Rock Kids, and they were regulars at CBGB's and Max's Kansas City. Eventually, The Rock Kids changed their name to Ricochet, became a local hit in the Trenton and Princeton, New Jersey area. This is a single that came out by Ricochet in 1981. It's called Baby, It's You.
I've been a fool for a long time, never knew what I
Walkie Talkie were a New York band, self-released a single in 1981. This band was made up of Wolf Roxon, Paul Major, David Leeds, and Randy Zweibin. Let's hear the A-side from that Walkie Talkie single from 1981. It's called Standing Over You. Up next is a guy named Clive Culbertson. This guy's from Northern Ireland. Put out a single in 1979. Great song called Time to Kill.
Like we're getting ready to move out now. The trouble
Up next is a band called Plain Jane out of Cheshire, England. This is a song called Too Serious. Couple members of the last band, Plain Jane, J.M. Mariel and Steve Beck, went on to form another band called The Household Names, put out a single in 1981. This is a song by The Household Names called White Light.
Chasing me, touching me in the night.
Up next is a UK band called the Nigel Stonier Band. Put out a single in 1981. The A-side was called Still Not Over You. Great song, but we're going to hear the B-side by the Nigel Stonier Band. This is called In the Paperbacks. Next, we're going to hear two songs from the Rock to Riches compilation put out by the Los Angeles radio station KLOS in 1982. Collection of local LA bands. We're going to hear two songs from that comp. The first song you're going to hear is by a band called Tease, T-E-E-Z-E, called Close to Love, and then a band called Jerry's Kids with a song called Looking at You.
Taking
Up next is a band called Lefty. I think Lefty was a guy named Wally Lee. Put out a single in 1981 on a label called Sandlot. This is Lefty and Lay It on the Line. Next is a UK band called Nerve Senta. That's S-E-N-T-A. Nerve Senta. This band was made up of Gary Barrett, John Footit, Gary Varley, and Jeff Locker. They had an LP in 1981. Let's hear the first song from that record, self-titled album by Nerve Senta. This is called Lonely Man.
Dirty red.
Up next is a UK band out of Leeds called Squares. Three guys in this band, brothers Brian and Paddy Hogan, and a drummer named Kevin Bates. This came out in 1978, great single by the Squares called No Fear. Up next is a group called Ryder Desmond. This was a collaboration between Chris Ryder and Andy Desmond. Put out a single in 1981. The A-side was a song called Visions. We're going to hear the B-side by Ryder Desmond. This is called Nobody's Gonna Get My Girl.
Nobody's gonna get my girl. Nobody's gonna take her away.
Next is a Swedish band called Pictures with a single from 1981 called Kicks and Tips. Bass player from the Buzzcocks, Steve Garvey, and drummer Carl Burns from The Fall form this next band called Bok Bok, B-O-K, B-O-K. They put out a single in 1980 called Come Back to Me.
Thank you.
Bite was born in Belfast, but moved to London, started playing in bands as early as 1971. He actually landed a publishing deal with Mickey Most and RAK Records in 1973. Wrote songs for other artists, but he put out his own single in 1981. This is a song from that single by Pete Bite. It's called Bite Me, I Taste Nice. Up next is a UK band called The Paranoids that put out three singles in the late 70s, early 80s. We're going to hear a song from the very first single from 1979 by The Paranoids. This is called Stupid Guy.
Turn down.
Susan was a Boston band made up of brothers Charles and Mick Leland, Ricky Bird on guitar, who would later join Joan Jett's band The Blackhearts, and another guitar player named Tom Dickey, who has appeared previously on the podcast with his solo band Tom Dickey and the Desires. Susan moved from Boston to New York City in the late 70s, landed a record deal with RCA, and put out one album in 1979 called Falling in Love Again. This is a song from that album by Susan called Marlena. Undercover is a Christian rock band with lots of albums. We're going to hear a song from their first self-titled album from 1982. This is Good Power Pop by Undercover. It's called Tonight.
Tonight, I'll ask you to come inside. Tonight, my heart is.
Brenda Prescott from Wales put out a single in 1980 called I Want to Be With You. Up next is a Canadian band called The Modern Minds, made up of Bob Drysdale, Kim Upright, and Mo Berg, put out a 3-song single in 1980. This is a song from that record by The Modern Minds called It's Gone.
Danger sign, and
Velvet Elvis, band out of Lexington, Kentucky, formed in 1985, put out a 4-song EP called Fun and Trouble, and later had 2 full-length albums. The second self-titled album was produced by Mitch Easter, but we're going to hear a song from their first EP, Fun and Trouble. This is Velvet Elvis and Still Another Reason. And now, to play us out...
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with a song by a Minneapolis band called the 27 Various. They put out 5 albums between 1987 and 1992. We're going to hear a song from their second album, Yes Indeed from 1989. This is the 27 Various, and I was blown away.
Be back.